Just beginning coming into a comfortable posture for meditation. Setting down the outer and inner work it took to get to this moment. And uplifting the qualities of presence. Coming back again to our practice, sincerity in our search for well-being, and the practice of deepening in well-being and understanding of our life and world. You might take a few full breaths to clear the decks. Clear the body of leftover tension and story. It can be helpful to hold the breath for a few seconds at the top, quite full with breath, and then let the breath out a little more slowly than usual, dropping the shoulders, letting the ribs soften. Opening the heart space to the back, settling further into the bowl of the hips, the sit bones, grounding into the earth. Staying in connection with the breath, and begin to let the breathing mix with the sense of the posture of meditation so that the breath is invited to be felt throughout the whole body, as if you could feel the breath coming in through the skin, every inch of the skin covering the whole body, taking in oxygen, releasing carbon dioxide. Feeling the breath moving through the inner spaces of the body, the inside of the torso, the dense insides of the arms and legs, muscle and bone, fluid, letting the slow wave of the breath move through the body. As our basic stabilizing practice, setting the intention to stay intimate with the rise and fall of the breath, resisting the pull of attention toward other things, particularly narrative in the mind, memory, planning, other cognitive content, feel how the experience of knowing the breath, really in the present as it arises, as it changes direction, as it passes, as it changes direction. Is a mark of presence. You can't attend to the breath in any moment other than the present. So stitching together extended moments of steady attention with the breath begins to give a sense of a kind of continuity of presence. It begins to gather force or energy through the whole of the being as it sustains. The more it sustains, the more energy gathers in the being. And so staying relaxed, but persistent, resisting distraction. Stretch out the feeling of being present with the breath. Staying with this sense of continuous presence with the breath. Bring to mind a tree or a stand of trees. The biggest or juiciest or friendliest you know near to where you are. And bring to mind the green leaves or needles of the tree. If you're in the northern hemisphere, if it's deciduous, it may still be bare. But it's breathing nonetheless. And as you bring to mind or bring into the space of the heart this tree or stand of trees, staying with your own breath, holding the tree in the space of the heart, and begin to include the knowing that as you breathe out, the tree breathes in. And as you breathe in, the tree breathes out. In its own rhythm. But our out-breath is the in-breath of the trees. Our in-breath is the out-breath of the trees. And so holding both our own breath, our own breathing body, the breathing body of the nearby trees in the heart. Rest for a bit in breath meditation, co-breathing with the trees. And you might add a layer. If any smell is coming in along with the in-breath, if you happen to know what it is, you can include the source of that smell. So that being, whatever it is, object or being, tiny fairy being of smell, is known by this body as you breathe in. And knowing that our smell is known by others as we breathe out our own warm air. And as our body radiates in the space, participating in the field of smell around. You can just continue to rest in the sense of breathing with the trees near you. And in any way that it adds to the sense of being interwoven with the space around you, include what's coming in through any of the senses. Any sounds nearby you, vibrating your body, and the sounds you are making are vibrating the bodies around you. Everything around you available to be seen by your eyes, and you available to be seen by the eyes around you. So there's an exchange of light, sound, smell, taste perhaps, and contact. The nature of gravity is that bodies in space are drawn toward each other. We think of ourselves as drawn toward the earth, pressing on the earth because of gravity. Our tiny form resting on its immense form. And so you can feel the contact of your body with the earth as pressure, hardness, solidness. But just as we are pressing on the earth is pressing on us. Our bodies and the earth both independent, free-floating bodies in the vastness of space, drawn to each other. And just because one's mass is so much greater and the other's is so much tinier, doesn't make the relationship any less mutual. So through the sense of pressure, you can feel Earth as a dance partner or a lover or a friend or a parent or some other intimate relation our bodies pressing into each other, flying through space. Everything flying together, breathing together. We'll meditate in silence for the rest of the time together, exploring the sense of being through our senses, connected to everything around us, or resting with the simplest version of this, co-breathing with the trees, at ease, undistracted. close our meditation with the great chant of the goddess of emptiness, Prajna Paramita, the perfection of wisdom, and the quality that is both the mother of all the Buddhas and that recognizes the true interplay of form or meaning and emptiness, voidness in all things. The chant intones the radically empty nature of anything we might cling to, including ourself, including all views. That if we go beyond fixed views, fixated ideas of the self, even fixated ideas of suffering and liberation, there's a great liberation, a perfection of wisdom. And this perfection of wisdom is addressed in the feminine, the goddess Prajna Paramita. Our mantra, gone beyond, gone way beyond. Fully awake. Svaha. Chant it once. Letting the meaning dissolve into the night air. Gate, gate, gara, gate, gara, sangate, Bodhisattva. All right. I'm letting go of the meditation.